Bridgewater's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
First, there was eHarmony, then Date.com, then OurTime.com for people over 50. Now, for people who have one foot in the grave, there's OutOfTime.com. It's never been easier to find true love, and there's no contracts to sign. Just use our handy app. Checking out in a week? Swipe left. Only have 3 days? Swipe right. It's as easy as one, two...
That announcer's dead. I'll take it from here. Oh, false alarm.
With OutOfTime.com, there are no expensive nights out. Just pull a chair up to the bed and hold your date's hand. When you have a week to live, you might as well go out with a bang. Oh, wait, no, that's Tinder. OutOfTime.com. And coming soon, AlreadyInTheGround.com for zero commitment.
Time for Hard News, brought to you by Pennington Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Chicago has become a city. I used to be proud to be from Chicago. The gleaming downtown, the shopping areas, the lakefront.
Yeah.
Grant Park, Buckingham Fountain.
I was there in the 80s. I loved it.
Yeah, me too. But now it's become, like so many other big cities run by Democrats, a toilet. And the good news is this time, you know, they're not going to suffer another idiot, and a recall petition is underway to get rid of the current mayor.
It's hard to believe that they went backwards, from a bad mayor.
Yeah, they here's the deal. Folks in Chicago who live in the poorer areas of the city, and that area, by the way, keeps growing, even though the war on poverty goes back 60 years.
Yeah.
It's been such an abject failure that the poorer areas of Chicago have only gotten larger, and now they want to recall Brandon Johnson and get him out, because he's not pandering to the citizens, he's pandering to the illegals. You're going to see this happen in a lot of places. We just had a bus full dropped off at the Walmart Chantilly.
That's what we heard.
And in connection with that, another outrage this week, as a young man asking a question in class,
mm-hmm.
when the word alien came up, he asked the teacher, are you talking about life in outer space or an illegal alien? Suspended for saying that word
for
in school.
For saying the word alien?
Illegal alien.
Oh, illegal alien.
Somebody's feelings got hurt. This is lunacy. So I am hoping people there are waking up, because its descent into crime is just beyond calculation. And another city that for some reason just doesn't have enough police. I heard our police department's under 200. That's crazy with all that goes on here. That's brought to you by Penny and Concrete Technologies, Tom Latham and his team.
Yesterday there was only 3 shootings in the afternoon.
Only 3 in the afternoon? Well, things are getting better then, aren't they?
Kind of an off day.
Unreal, man. It's and, you know, I'm so old I can remember when the priority of every city was to make sure the citizens felt safe. But I guess that doesn't matter that much anymore. Tom Latham and the team at Penny Urn never use anything less than top-notch materials, top-notch designing, top-notch reinforcement for any kind of a pour they're doing, whether they're building directly into the curvature of the landscape or adding a patio to your backyard. You name it, they do it, and they do it right the first time. A lot of Tom Latham's work, and it really makes them angry when they have to go and correct a job that was done incorrectly or haphazardly by some other contractor. If it involves concrete, they are the brand here in the River Region. They're doing the Prattville High School football stadium. They did the alley behind Mommy the Swami's house, and it still has no cracks, and I think it's been 6-7 years since they poured that. That's got cars going back and forth on it all the time. Because Tom, he's an artist. He doesn't want to sign his name to something that isn't less than 100% excellent. See their photos and videos on Facebook. That's Penny Urn Concrete Technologies, or call them direct for an estimate at 284-9292. 284-9292. Penny Urn Concrete Technologies.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is April 19th, National Hanging Out Day. Its purpose is to demonstrate the money and energy saving potential of drying your laundry on a clothesline. It's also the best way to show your neighbors what kind of underpants you wear without someone calling the cops. Have a great National Hanging Out Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military is not commenting on reports it carried out strikes on targets in Iran, retaliation for last week's Iranian drone and missile attacks on Israel. Forced from the campaign trail by the judge presiding over his criminal trial in New York, former President Trump is lamenting the current state of the nation. 12 jurors have been selected to hear the case. 5 additional alternates have yet to be chosen. More than 100 anti-Israel protesters arrested on the campus of New York's Columbia University. The Biden administration has finalized rules that would restrict new oil and gas leasing and development in portions of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska. Watching Wall Street, stock futures in the red so far this morning. The Dow futures are down 24 points, NASDAQ futures off 27, and the S&P futures down 1 point. More details at srnnews.com.
Hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it. And some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Worn out and tired, a job that I hate. Thank God it's Friday. This week has been long and hard. Step through my alarm, I'll be late, but
prize drawing is coming up later this hour around 8:55. Among other things happening this weekend, Bobby Rush, got to interview him. 90-year-old blues legend, three-time Grammy winner, is going to be at the Capitol Oyster Bar.
This year, a Grammy winner. Cool.
Yes, yeah. I should have mentioned that. And a seven-time nominee.
You ever done one of those Sundays at Capitol Oyster Bar?
I am this weekend.
It's going to be fun.
And it'll be fun to see him. We had just a blast yesterday in an interview. You can find it around 5:35 on the podcast. And I want to thank Lewis from Capitol Oyster Bar, who made his premiere on the show as well.
Yeah, what time for Sunday?
3.
Okay.
And at that time of day, at this time of year, it'll be nice because the cooler weather's going to be in, right?
So a much cooler day Sunday.
All right. So heat yourself up. I am going to pedal extra miles on the bike on Saturday so I can have some deep-fried scallops at Capitol Oyster Bar on Sunday. Now, about that weekend.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
I was just out with Chase, and you can feel the humidity. Dew point of 69. That's 88% relative humidity. So we are into some moist air out ahead of a front that's moving southward. The front is getting a little weaker, and our rain chances are going to be very small today. Limited sunshine, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, especially later on in the afternoon and the evening. And very warm for April. I mean, the record is 89. I don't think we hit the record, but we're going to be around 86, 87 today. Tonight's low down to about 66. Tomorrow, with a high in the lower 80s, some spotty showers and possibly some thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon. And then the rain chances get better on Saturday night and a lot better Sunday, with showers and thunderstorms likely. Much cooler Sunday, as I mentioned. A huge drop in temperatures, with the high only reaching maybe even the low 60s. One of the models takes us only to 60 for a high. So that's a big change from today. And then 40s Monday night and Tuesday night. Right now this morning, 1,600-foot overcast with that humid morning we have going. It's 70 at 8:15.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Three, two, one.
We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
You know, until this morning, I didn't realize that wine could spoil. I thought the longer it was around, the better it got.
I thought that was the deal. Some people have those vintage wines.
Yeah.
I imagine it's a certain type. Can wine spoil? Also, depending on where it's kept, I would imagine would do something with
that. And the temperature.
Yes.
Well, here's the bottom line, because a rocket scientist at the Washington State University has created an e-tongue.
What is that?
Oh, okay.
An electronic tongue.
Yeah.
See, currently winemakers sniff, and that's such a pretension.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the cork and the, you know, swishing it around.
Swishing it around, and yeah.
They're what is it? The bouquet. The bouquet. And then...
we did that, my friend Seth Dorfman, with Ripple.
Are they called... I think they're called legs, or are they vine? No, I think they're called legs. When you swish the wine around to see if it sticks to the side, is it drains down type of thing?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, currently winemakers sniff or Petri test wine to detect spoilage. But now with the e-tongue, you just take it and dip it into the wine. I guess it comes with batteries.
Adeline, where are you when we need you?
Oh, it hurts to laugh. It can detect if wine is within a week of contamination. So you'll never have to live with this condition again, friends. Professor Ross, Carolyn Ross, is the inventor, and she's looking for wineries interested in trying out the new tongue.
But you've heard all these stories about people who have wine valued at thousands of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they finally said, we're going to open it, and it's crap. So it went bad.
I was staying by my dad's house, and I know my dad used to have boxes and crates of, because people are always gifting him booze, you know, because of his job.
Yeah.
So I went into the crawl space under the house where he stored it.
Oh, no.
And, this looks like, it had so much dust on it from being in the crawl space, I really couldn't tell. So I took it out. I put the cork remover in, twisting it down.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of with the handles where you push down on the handles and the cork comes up.
Sure.
The cork exploded.
Oh, wow.
So the bottle was filled with little pieces of cork.
Yeah.
So I had to pour it through a strainer to get it out. And when I tasted it, I think it dried on contact. It was awful, really awful. This little bit of news brought to you by Applied Security. Mark and Vicky have been keeping people and businesses, properties secure for over four decades with state-of-the-art systems that are very easy to work with. I mean, I know people, I had it, my last house came with a security system built in. I never had it activated. It just was loaded with problems. You couldn't have a pet with the security system because if it moved while you were out, it would set off alarms. Crazy. Here, we've been protected by Mark and Vicky and Applied Security for 20 years, and their systems work. We also save on monthly monitoring, too. Starts under $30 with Applied Security, and it's always, always best with any product or service to go local when you can. 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board Permit number is 276. I guess we could play a little kid or drunk adult today.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. We will get one of those ready coming up right now. It's 1819 News.
Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
A bridge deal has been struck in South Alabama. The Baldwin County Bridge Company is planning to sell the Orange Beach Bridge to the Alabama Department of Transportation. The total cost of that deal is $60 million. $57 million will go to purchasing the bridge, with $3 million from ALDOT towards road improvements in Orange Beach. The Foley Beach Express will then become toll-free sometime this coming May. Governor Ivey made a statement about this sale, saying the state's Gulf Coast has seen record growth, and this is a much-needed infrastructure improvement to alleviate traffic congestion. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan says this agreement is the result of a collaborative effort between ALDOT, the City of Orange Beach, and the Baldwin County Bridge Company. Those with accounts at the BCBC will see refunds coming in by this June. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The police chief of Montgomery has now resigned. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed has accepted a letter of resignation from Daryl Albert. The resignation comes 1 week after Albert was placed on administrative leave by the mayor. The reasons for that move were not made public by Mayor Reed or city leadership. However, a female officer within that department did make allegations against Chief Albert about 2 months ago. Renee Helton said that she refused sexual advances from the police chief, and then she went on to file a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Shortly thereafter, she was fired. Helton claims that Mayor Reed was fully aware of the complaint she filed as far back as August of last year. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months is $2,953 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $37,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36,38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That is great radio.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
I have a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card here, and the game we're going to play is Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And this is the way it works. You're going to hear a little story here.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is decide whether or not this was the story of a little kid being a little kid or a drunk adult acting like they were 9 years old in fourth grade. Here is your story.
So we drew Devil Baby on my nephew's face.
What?
In Sharpie. Forgetting that his christening was the next day, and so the words like only partially came off. And to this day, my sister finds no humor in the story.
All right, they wrote Devil Baby.
Wow.
On the forehead of a child about to be christened. What a story this is. Could that have been a drunk adult?
I would hate that you... I don't know. We'll let them decide. I mean, none of us know for sure. I want to go little kid on it just for the fact that I feel like that would be better. But
yeah. Eeyore is calling.
You know. Yeah. That's Chewbacca.
Oh, Chewbacca. I get my...
You bozo. Yeah. That's Chewbacca of the Federation of Planets, bozo.
I had to talk to somebody on my Ring doorbell and tell them that I wasn't there.
Well, let's get a contestant at 27292. They... hung up.
I mean, I thought I pounced, but maybe I didn't pounce.
No, it's okay. 272-9228. We'd like to have two people on the line. If the first caller doesn't get it right, the second caller wins just for sitting there. And that's happened a couple of times. So don't make me pull out the torture music. I know it's Friday. You're all busy. You got big plans. Yeah, yeah. 272-9228. Again, the game is Little Kid or Drunk Adult. You're rich. You were not here when we...
No, I did not hear it.
Here's the story. Listen to this.
So we drew Devil Baby on my nephew's face in Sharpie, forgetting that his christening was the next day. And so the words, like, only partially came off. And to this day, my sister finds no humor in the story.
I kind of understand the sister's position on this.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got Uncle Ron and another caller behind him. Jay will cue that up while we check traffic, and then we'll come back and play Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Well, we're looking pretty good all over the area right now. Still very busy on I-65 and 85, the boulevards, and our feeder roads into Montgomery. Good bit of traffic still coming out of Wetumpka on Wetumpka Highway. Troy Highway still active. And we hope they've cleaned up the accident at Federal Drive and Coliseum Boulevard. We had one there earlier. Please use caution just in case they might still be on the scene there. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems right now around the area. Larry Live Oak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
All right. Uncle Ron's going to be the one to make the guest, and Bubba's the one that's going to win if Uncle Ron doesn't get it right. Uncle Ron, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Hey, we're good.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
This one's got me confused on this one because...
I don't know.
If it's a little
what
kid...
What was it again that was written on the baby's forehead?
Devil Baby was written on the baby's forehead.
Yeah.
Which, if it's a kid doing it, I... That's like, what? Why would you have the idea as a kid to write Devil Baby before a thing? If you're a drunk adult, why are you putting a drunk adult around a baby?
But remember, and I'm not saying this to be outrageous, but I called my mother a son of a bitch when I was four.
Ooh.
I could have written that on a baby's forehead at that age. I might have misspelled it.
I called my mother.
I'm wondering what a drunk adult's doing at a christening.
Yeah.
Well, this was the night before the christening.
Yeah,
so.
The night before christening.
And they couldn't get it off.
And all through the house. The Sharpies were busy.
I'm going to go with.
What do you think?
I guess I'll go with the drunk adult then.
Okay.
All right, let's find out.
Here we go.
Drunk adult. I fully admit it was dumb. The photo from the christening, though, still makes me kind of laugh. Because if you squint, you can totally see Devil Baby on my nephew's face.
Hey, there's marriage material right there.
Wow, good job, Uncle Ron.
Yeah. So hang on, and Bubba L, for just being patient and waiting there, we're going to give you 3 bonus entries in the grand prize drawing.
Hey, sounds like a winner to me.
All right, and do play again next week because we will have a fresh edition coming up on Monday. Right now at 8:31.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
All right, so very humid out there this morning. We do have some showers on the radar, mainly up in North Alabama, ahead of a frontal system heading southward. I think our rain chances are small today, and our temperatures will be up. In fact, not quite to record high. I don't think we're going to tie the record of 89. I mean, we could, I guess, for 2006. But I've got us around 86, 87 for a high. Limited sunshine today. Widely scattered showers. Possibly a thunderstorm later on this afternoon and this evening as the front moves southward. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow's high in the lower 80s. Spotty showers. Possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow. The front's going to hang up somewhere in central Alabama. And the rain chances are better by Saturday night into Sunday as a low-pressure area moves along the front. And boy, oh boy, what a change in climate by Sunday. You know, today I've got us in the upper 80s. Sunday, maybe 60 to 62 at best for a high temperature. So that is going to be a big change. And 40s by Sunday night and Monday night as well. Right now this morning, we have cloudy skies. It's 70 at 8:33.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Good morning, sunshine. Feel as good as you look?
Another glorious morning. Makes me sick.
I can no longer hold my tongue.
Hold your tongue.
Are you gonna do the thing?
I don't do that tongue thing.
No, not the tongue thing.
I mean, really? That business with your tongue? What is that? That is disgusting.
Can we get started, please?
You watch your tongue.
Showtime.
It's funny how something like that will trigger like a really old memory. And a kid across the street when I was growing up was a little older, so he was always teaching me the latest stupid stuff that older kids knew. So he comes up to me one day, he says, hold your tongue and say, I gave my teacher a red apple.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I might have been.
Do you know how many people are doing that right now?
I know, and then finding out what it actually what you actually say when you do it.
I'm not going to say it on the air.
Nope, we're not. But I'm going to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, a different kind of jewelry store. And because they sell one-of-a-kind jewelry, unique pieces of jewelry, plus it's not a place you walk into and you're just bombarded with just shelves and shelves and shelves and shelves of jewelry. No, these are very specific pieces that you can see by going to their Facebook page or their Instagram page. You can also look at their website, heirloomjewelers.com. And you can see those very specific pieces that we're talking about, plus the history of those pieces of jewelry, because they go back hundreds of years, most of them. And all the different pieces that are involved in making that significant, unique piece. These are pieces of jewelry that have been handed down generation after generation, so start it with your family. If you don't have anything like that, look around at Heirloom Jewelers. Start something to where you hand this down to your generation. They hand it down to their next generation, so on and so forth. It's also an investment because this stuff is only going to get more valuable as time goes on. Heirloom Jewelers is just Troop Booth. That is it. And he knows all of this stuff, and he will assess your jewelry to give you an idea of what it's worth. He will buy it from you. He will sell it as well if you need to get it sold. 260-0066 is the number. 260-0066 and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
All right. We have a whole bunch, some big-name Morning Maroon nominees coming up right now at 8:35. Back to the Traffic Dungeon and Skipper.
Well, we're looking pretty good all over the area right now. Still very busy on I-65 and 85, the boulevards, and our feeder roads into Montgomery. Good bit of traffic still coming out of Wetumpka on Wetumpka Highway. Troy Highway still active. And we hope they've cleaned up the accident at Federal Drive and Coliseum Boulevard. We had one there earlier. Please use caution just in case they might still be on the scene there. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems right now around the area. Larry Live Oak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The Harrier 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harrier 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's been a really, really messed up week. Monday through Thursday, terrible. Workday's had a pile of work in front of me. This is a horrible job and it's time for me to quit it. La, 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 whatever. La, 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 here comes the weekend. La, 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 well, la, la, la. I'm glad Friday is here. Friday. I'm gonna party when I'm out at 5 o'clock. Friday. Friday. I've had enough of my boss and the daily grind. All week long I've waited. I might just party naked. It's Friday. 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 Friday.
It is 8:40 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Here's some, we're about to do our Morning Maroons, but we got a couple of non-offensive dummies.
Okay.
I want your opinion on this. I've never heard this before, but we're going to play this advice. And we got it from a TikTok.
Every single night, you should be washing your toothbrush bristles with soap and water. Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing that bacteria in your mouth may be linked to your cardiovascular health, including development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. And once a week, soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. Finally, if you get strep throat after 12 to 24 hours, throw this thing away.
I never thought about it.
Washing
your toothbrush.
First of all, I question whether you can get the soap taste out of the toothbrush. I've never heard the necessity for this.
Yeah.
In fact, this is the second piece of dental advice we got this week. Give me a moment here. We're not particularly pressed for time. I'm going to go to Monday because I think a dentist came out with some piece of advice on... Hang on one second here. I got to do a little scrolling. No, it wasn't Monday. Had to be Tuesday. If it wasn't Monday, it had to be Tuesday. Three times you should never brush your teeth. As long as we're going dental on you.
You should never brush after you've just vomited. This is because the contents of the stomach are extremely acidic and the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush straight after, you're basically wearing away your enamel. You should never brush straight after breakfast. This is because if you brush your teeth, you're rubbing that acid on the tooth, which is a mineral, and it can wear it down. Don't brush your teeth after you've just had sweets. Wait at least 60 minutes. This is because when you've just eaten sweets, the mouth has digested it into an acid and that acid is going to get rubbed on the teeth and destroy the enamel.
All right, so if you buy into that advice, and then the other guy with the wash your toothbrush thing.
I never knew there was so much to this.
Yeah, much more complicated than we thought.
Yeah.
And in other silliness, Kelly Clarkson got a few laughs on her show.
I just felt like a pastrami
sandwich. Did someone stop you and say, oh, it's a classic thing we do here?
No, I called my friend. I was like, oh, I'm having breakfast. I'm getting a pastrami sandwich. They're like, that is the strangest thing. That's weird.
Yeah.
Meat first thing in the morning. No good.
Well, steak and eggs.
Oh, there you go.
I don't mind meat in the morning. Yeah. We'll still... Okay.
Wait a second. Hold on.
That whole
Are you serious? Those are the words I use? Like... Did I just say that? It's not a bad thing, no. Okay.
You did, and what if Justin Guarini was listening?
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed math.
Yeah.
Dunce cap, cause you can't.
I think we have to give one of these nominees a corporate nominee to Tim Hortons Donuts in Canada.
Canada.
Yeah. A country just to the north of us.
You get a boat. You get a boat. Everybody gets a boat.
I think you mentioned on Random Facts once there's like several thousand Tim Hortons Donuts throughout Canada.
There's a ton of them, yeah.
Yeah.
And that is their... Yeah.
Back when I lived in Pompano Beach,
their
I think
Starbucks.
There were...
Their Krispy Kreme or whatever.
There were two in the United States because the owner of the company or the founder had a home in Pompano, so we wanted his donuts nearby. And they were good. They were really good.
Oh, you had them.
Better than... Yeah, Dunkin', definitely. Yeah. So, in fact, and this is when I was really in great shape.
I've had their coffee. I haven't had their donuts, but I've had their coffee.
I would stop by the one right down the street from me on the way in to do the show, and I would pick up a dozen assorted, and by the time I'd get to the station, I would have sheared the frosted tops off about four or five of them and thrown the rest out the window for the squirrels.
Right, yeah, you know.
Feed the wildlife.
The less fattening part.
But, exactly. They sent out an email telling thousands of customers they won a $40,000 fishing boat.
Wow.
Ouch.
And now there's a lot of angry Canadians demanding their boats and threatening a class action lawsuit.
I was thrilled. I could not believe what I was reading. I expressed to her that I was, you know, shocked and saddened.
It's frustrating that they can tell you you won something and then just say all of a sudden you didn't win it. Like, that's the frustrating part, and it just doesn't make sense how they can do that.
They do owe people what they won, and an email just isn't going to cut it.
Do a quick calculation here. Clear, 4, 2, 1, 2, 3. $40,000 boat times 40,000 people equals?
160,000.
No, it's in the millions. 1,000 times 1,000 is 1 million. Okay. So 40,000 times 1,000 must be 400 million.
It's a lot.
Well, what kind of an answer is this? It says 1.6 E9 on my calculator.
Do it sideways.
Oh, I didn't know. Wow, look at that. It's not just millions. It's $1,600,000.
Wow.
So, but smartly, their lawyers suggested, you know, when you send these things out, make sure you have a codicil in the small print that says this contest is null and void if we make a mistake.
So they saved themselves.
They did, but it's a big PR hit.
Hey, did you do that calculation on a new phone? Or you have a
I don't have it yet. It hasn't arrived. I don't know when the hell it's going to get here. Oh, okay. Trying to find out, and when you go to run the tracking route, they want all the information input again, the order number, and when it shows up, it shows up. In the meantime, Siri and I are done. I can't talk to Siri. They got my microphone working, but Siri will not listen to me. Why should she be different than any other woman, right? All right, 420 is tomorrow. A 21-year-old woman named Kiara Carter was arrested at Memphis International Airport. Now, maybe we've all tried to sneak a little something into a suitcase or carry-on.
No.
But 56 pounds of pot is a lot.
It's a bit much.
It's a personal use.
To add to the humiliation, the bag, her luggage, burst open, because I'll bet that pot produces some gas, on a luggage cart. And so it was all there for everybody to see. The thing was split open like a hot dog. Yeah. So she was arrested and charged with possession with intent to sell, which is still a felony, no matter what you hear about 420 tomorrow. And, am I missing one here? Oh, okay. We have a guy, you know, we've seen, I think there's a lot of it in Mexico where there are cliffs next to bodies of water that people can dive from.
Yeah.
40-year-old man, believed to be British, jumped off one of those cliffs in Tenerife in the Canary Islands as his friends cheered him on, but he missed. Instead, he landed feet first on the rocks. Can you imagine how much that hurt?
Hey, by the way, there was an incident at the airport in Washington, D.C. yesterday, too.
What happened?
Two runways cleared, aircraft cleared for the same runway at the same time. And
This is happening a lot.
Air traffic control mistake. When you said Tenerife, I thought of the Tenerife.
Exactly, where you had one jumbo jet on the runway trying to get off, and the other one, the Dutch guy, he was the one that was at fault. To some extent, he was impatient. But at that time, he and the tower communicated simultaneously, and they muted each other out.
That's right.
So he never got the warning to hold.
That's true.
But took off anyway without getting permission, which was
dumb. It got scary at Washington National Airport yesterday.
It's happening all over the place, Rich, because I believe in their never-ceasing end to have diversity. They're putting people in who aren't quite ready for the job yet.
Yep.
Dumbest of the dumb?
Well, Horton sending out that email.
Yeah.
How do you make that mistake?
And even though they may be legally protected, the PR hit is, maybe their donuts are so good it's not going to make a difference.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
We'll see if somebody pays a price for that. Adams Drugs is a local company with six decades invested here in the River Region, and they're the people that you want when you have your health needs, prescription filling, over-the-counter needs. And what you'll really appreciate is from the first time you visit one of their locations, the welcoming environment. Wow, we treat our customers really well here. For some of you, and again, this past week, somebody told me that one of the national chains is shutting down another location here. You don't expect that because they're national chains. But guess what? That's an illusion. They're understaffed. The pharmacies are stressed out. They don't have time to even attempt great customer relations, much less provide them. Adams Drugs is well-staffed with people that know how to treat people right. They're local. 75 cents of every dollar you spend at Adams Drugs stays in our local economy. It's about 35 cents on the dollar with the national chains. So if you're tired of the eye roll when you ask a question or you need some special attention, Visit AdamsDrugs.net. Find a location nearest you and get ready for great customer service from people who've been providing that for over 60 years. AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you. Our final traffic update and the grand prize drawing coming up next.
Traffic is light to mostly moderate all around Montgomery right now on the interstates. Boulevard, Vaughn Road looking pretty good right now. Busy at some spots like Taylor Road, East Boulevard. And we still have a little bit of incoming traffic on Troy Highway. Light to moderate there as well as Wetumpka Highway. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears at the moment. Buckle up and be safe out there. We will keep you updated. So much going on at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. Oh! That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
Yeah!
Oh, the weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six-pack. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why
know you love Friday because we do our grand prize drawing on Friday. We've got some great stuff to give away here, starting with a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. Rich Thomas, Mr. Chips, what number hath you pulled?
Number 37.
37.
37? That's a line from a film. Try not to, on your way to the parking lot. okay, Darren W. Darren W.
Darren W. Right. And Darren is a regular participant and wins those bonus entries, and it just paid off. A $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. I love their new location on Mulberry Street. And you'll be able to roam those aisles and pick out, I don't know how you do it, it's a challenge, $25 worth of their very best at Tucker Pecan. Remember, if the gang's over, you're watching the game, or you're just hungry and somebody says,
let's get nuts,
head to Tucker Pecan on Mulberry Street. Up next, the works, full service on your vehicle from any of the three Don Duncan All American Auto and Tire locations too.
Legal drinking age, 21.
21. I got to scroll here. Oh, wow. So, it paid off calling all those times to be second fiddle to the little kid or drunk adult because Bubba L.
Bubba!
Bubba L, with all those extra entries that he got.
Yeah. What a great prize to win, too.
Has won the Don Duncan Works.
That's an oil change, full service on your vehicle. Tire rotation, fluid check, safety inspection on brakes, and they always vacuum out your car. Ooh. Say thanks for choosing Don Duncan All American Auto and Tire. Serving you from Mount Duncan and Millbrook on Highway 14, the hill behind the McDonald's. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And our grand prize is a $180 value Clark's Club membership. The winning number is...
Oh, this had to be a Monday caller. Number two.
Number two.
Wow, number two. Let me go back and scroll. Okay, well, our second caller of the week was our guest this morning.
How about that?
Gina T.
Gina T.
How about that?
She was our second call of the week, and that's when she told me that her granddaughter was a big fan of Random Facts, and that's when I invited her to come in. So, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, go. That's a...
Clark's Club membership for Gina T.
That gets you two annual tune-ups. You're still getting a lot of nice hits on that picture, by the way, of you.
And oh, wonderful.
Gina with little Adeline, who was a blast this morning.
Plus, people finally get to see what Jay looks like.
Yeah, that's him? Wow. So you get two annual tune-ups to your system, and then you have the best in the business in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing specialists on call if something goes wrong for the... Very best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some amazing people. Great human beings. Call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Just want to get a word in for Baumhauer's Victory Grill and the Inflation Bites menu. If you've gone through the sticker shock that fast food has become, Baumhauer's will serve you a real meal with Baumhauer-sized portions for under $10, including a side and a beverage, starting with their incredible tailgate burger, just $8.99. The Bam Bam Chicken Platter, just $9.99, and there are other options as well on the menu under $10 that come with a side and a beverage, and it's really good food. You know, Bob brought wings to Alabama in 1981. I was actually there when that happened because he and I were working together in South Florida Radio, and he asked me to write and produce a commercial about wings. Brought some, tried them. They were excellent. Baumhauer's also features 7.99 pitchers of the iconic American Yuengling Lager or Flight for just 95 calories, served all day long, 7 days a week, and you can pair those with their award-winning wings, and they come in a great variety of styles. Baumhauer's has won awards all over the state of Alabama: best dining experience in Tuscaloosa, best chef, best wings, best sports bar in Troy, and this is now a tradition in its fifth decade. Four concepts and 15 restaurants later, Bob is still serving up great food and hospitality to visitors and folks who live in the state of Alabama. We've got a group coming over this weekend. Go to baumhauers.com.